We welcome you inside the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles safeties coach Todd Light, one of the new coaches here on Chip Kelly's staff. Let's begin with that and just the whole assimilation process of joining a new coaching staff in a new city with a new organization. How's it been the last couple of months?
It's been great. You know, I'm from Alexandria, Virginia, so I was raised on the East Coast, so it's really nice to be back on the East Coast. My family really hasn't spent a lot of time here, but we're loving it. The city of Philadelphia has been great to us, and my son is in school. We're trying to find a school for my daughter, but, you know, it's been really good. The process with the team has been tremendous. I think the players have really come in and embraced what Coach Kelly is preaching and the type of direction that he wants the program to go, and the players are working really, really hard to get to a place where we can be very successful in the city.
What do you do, Todd, before you get these players on the field? Is it just a lot of watching last year, watching even the last couple of years, and making notes about each of the returning players?
Well, yeah, well, Coach Kelly has a different approach. He wants to start off with a clean slate. Obviously, you know, we watched a lot of tape and reviewed some of the players that we have returning. But basically, we just want to get all the information out to him as far as the defensive playbook, what type of system that we're going to run. You know, we're going to be very versatile in the front with our fronts and our coverages, run a lot of combination coverages, run a heavy blitz package, and we're going to be very, you know, we're going to be very aggressive on the defensive side of the ball. And so it's exciting. I think the players are really embracing what, you know, Coach Davis is bringing to the table, and Coach Azenero has done a great job with the defensive line assimilating those guys to what they're doing in their transition from what they did last year to what we're going to do this year. And so it's been a really good process.
Is it hard for you to not have any preconceptions about players watching them in another scheme?
You know what, it is tough, you know, because you watch the tape, and the tape is the tape, and, you know, obviously guys have, you know, they struggled a little bit, especially in the secondary last year. I think that, you know, due to what they were asked to do with the scheme-wise, they weren't really asked to you know, they had to play a lot of man-to-man coverage, and so basically they play with their back to the ball. And so when you play with your back to the ball 70-80% of the time of the game, you're not going to make a lot of plays because you don't see the ball coming out of the quarterback's hands. And so, you know, conversely, you know, we're going to be a little bit different. We're going to play a lot of man-to-man coverages, but we're also going to mix up a lot of zones where we're not going to play with our back to the ball all the time. We're going to give the defensive backs opportunities to make plays on the ball because they'll see the ball come out.
When you do, you know, you're talking about, listen, we don't know how this is all going to break out. We don't know if it's going to be this, that, whatever. But it sounds like when you have such an idea of being versatile, you've got to have great communication, right? I mean, that's got to be the first. Everybody's got to be on the same page, or you're done.
Yes.
So that's the first thing you're teaching these guys? Make sure that we are making all the right checks and everybody's doing the right thing?
Right. You know, we have a period where we go through alignment, assignment, and communication, and then we go over our technique. It's called AACT. And so, you know, Coach Carroll is really big on our communication. I think that we, you know, at times we will overstate our communication and we'll overstate our technique and the way we go about doing things. And I think in the long run, that's going to make us a very successful team. I think the players have really done a good job of, you know, communicating to one another on the defensive side of the ball. It all starts with the middle linebacker and, you know, setting the point right or left and then getting everybody on the same page as far as our coverage concepts are going, and then we'll roll from there.
You look at it like it's just wide open competition?
Absolutely.
No favorites at this point?
No favorites at this point. I think that we got a lot of playmakers. I think that we got guys that have done some really good things. I think that there's some guys that are kind of young that need to really improve on, you know, becoming more professional with their approach to the game on and off the field. Mm-hmm. But I think we got a group that's really trying to get better on a day-to-day basis, which is going to give us a chance.
When did you want to become a coach? Former player at Notre Dame, NFL
yes.
experience, of course. When did the coaching bug bite you?
You know, I took over coaching for my son's youth soccer team.
No way.
Yeah, and so that experience was really, really fun for me. And my wife was like, you're having a blast doing it. And all the parents were like, yeah, because I took over on an interim basis, but that became a full-time basis. And I thought maybe I'd give it a try. And so I, you know, reached out to the coach at Bishop Gorman, Tony Sanchez. I came in as the defensive coordinator for the JV, and I think that was on a tryout basis. And then a week later, I was moved to the secondary coach, and, you know, we were very successful there. We won 2 state titles, and, you know, my first day coaching ball at the high school level, I knew that's what I wanted to do the rest of my life.
I find it interesting when I talk to, you know, a Deuce Staley, for example, who I've known for a long time. Players have no idea how hard it is to be a coach and
right.
how time intensive it is. And,
yes.
And you're feeling that now, right?
Yeah,
you think
absolutely.
That helps you relate to the players?
Absolutely. Definitely helps you relate to the players. And also the experience of going through what they want to go through and what they've been doing over the years definitely helps. But it is very time intensive. You have to watch a lot of film. You have to watch, you know, we'll watch 7-on-7, you know, team plays 3 and 4 times in a row. You know, Coach Lovett does a great job of coaching me up as a young coach in the game, and you know, it's always a learning curve you know, for everybody, no matter how long that you've been in the league. And it's just a process that I really enjoy.
The interesting part of the practices is not, you know, everybody's, all the media making a big deal about the music, but it's really the number of reps that you're able to see. How much does that help you when you're evaluating these players? That they're not taking 4 reps per period. They might be taking 8 or 10 reps per period.
Yeah, exactly. It's great for the evaluation process because you get to see guys, you know, do many multitude of things. You know, for us in the secondary, we like to see guys play a lot of man-to-man coverage, see how well that they can run, turn their hips, break on the ball, make plays on the ball. Then you see them in zones, the way they're able to backpedal, the way they're able to backpedal weave, able to break on the balls from those zone concepts. And so for us to get a lot of reps, and we've gotten a ton of reps, you know, with what we've been doing over here in the different OTAs and the OSP operation, I think that we got a chance to be really, really good on defense.
How has the safety position changed, Todd, since your days?
You know what? You have to be very careful the way you approach the receivers now. I think when I played in the early 90s and the mid-90s, you could be a little bit more physical with guys going across the middle. And with a lot of the rule changes that are going on, you have to be very aware of the way you approach the receivers and how you hit and attack receivers. And, you know, I think that's the way the game has changed the most. But, you know, that's for the better because safety of the players is, you know, very paramount.
Yeah. Hey, thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
Good talking to you. Good
all
getting
right,
to know you, Todd. Good luck.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Enjoy the rest of your summer, and let's get going in training camp.
Okay, thank you.
Todd Light in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.